Is there any doubt? Does anybody disagree with this? Will this help you if you do this? I mean, I'm not saying you're not doing it now. This is the kind of stuff. If a customer won't let you do that, then you're not going to close the account and become the preferred supplier. Will not happen. You can't walk into account in one day and say, my name is John, I want to be your preferred supplier, let's do this. That does not happen. So there's a kind of a transition period from here I am till they open up their arms and say, okay, yeah, you can do all these things. So when do you start doing this? Well, in my view, it's probably if you work on an account for somewhere in the 9 months time frame, that's when you start implementing these kinds of things. Somewhere in the 6 to 9 months, you start doing a more formalized effort to do cost reductions, to do improvement projects, to do training programs, and so on. So can you move that up to 3 months? Sure, you can move it up to 3 months. But you know, you don't walk in the first day to an account and say, hey, we're going to train all three shifts, all your people here. You know, that's not the way to do it. You need to kind of get to there gradually, because if you don't have any relationship, you're not going to have them open their arms, this kind of thing. Are there any comments on that preferred supplier closing? All righty. Let's move over now. In any kind of a closing situation of any kind, as you go down the road, you're going to have to deal with price. This is for sure. First thing I want to do is point out what the real world looks like from a global perspective. Now, most salespeople, and personally, and particularly salespeople that aren't really experienced, they will always complain about how difficult it is in their set of circumstances, and it's always about price. The guys that are more senior, they realize that price is nowhere near the top in terms of what is really happening. When I was in Canada as the sales manager in Canada, I moved two guys their territory. One guy never said a word about price at all, ever. The other guy was always complaining about how the customers are so tough and they're always squeezing them on price and all that kind of stuff. So I moved them. The guy that never complained about any kind of price negotiations or dealing with his customers never complained in the new territory, and the other guy started complaining in the other territory. It's this way in the marketplace. This is the whole universe from here to here. It's well known that about 20% of the overall customers out there have a focus on the price. There are also 20% that could care less what it costs. They just don't care. They care more about technology. They want their stuff running the latest. They don't care what it costs. Now, when I talk about they don't care what it costs, let me say this. If I'm going to buy this little phone over here, which I paid $400 for, I don't really care what it costs. This is what I want. If I could buy this for $300, would that make me happy instead of $400? Sure it would. So if I go to a guy and he says the thing is $400, I'd be foolish if I didn't say, can I buy it for $300? But I really don't care what it costs. That's the one I want. It's going to be expensive. So be it. So there are guys out there that are going to buy stuff on a technology basis and pay a lot of money for it. The vast majority of customers are customers that if they trust you, they're going to buy from you. That's where the vast majority is. Now, 85% of customers, 85% care about the cost of use. So anybody that's over here, we're just not calling on them. Forget it. We just don't want to do business with them. This is not that simple to do, to show them the cost of use. Now, the thing with the batteries, it's pretty simple. We could do that with the batteries. But there are other products and projects that the cost of use is not that clear. The stuff that we sell, cutting tools and that sort of thing, typically we can explain clearly what the cost of use. And I like, you know, in that role play, the guy says, well, I'm machining cast iron. I'm not getting a good surface finish. Well, you know, I've done a lot of testing on cast iron, and let me look at some of the reports I got. Let's take a look at some of the surface finishes, you know, and maybe you could you know, show them that what you have from a report. But if you look at the different functions that are out there, the purchasing function, they're all fixated over at this end. The users are generally in the middle, and specifiers, engineers, and so on, be more over towards the right. So here's what happens. A purchasing guy calls you up and says, hey, listen, I need you to give me a proposal on something. I want to know what it's going to cost me. And this guy is over here. Now, we want to get back over here, but we don't want to get that purchasing guy to feel like we don't value him. So a way that we might be able to jump over the purchasing guy without, you know, besmirching his authority is to see about dropping off some things that should be tested to benchmark something. So we might say to the purchasing guy, geez, I really appreciate your asking us to participate in a quotation on your materials and so on. I wonder if I can drop off some stuff to benchmark so we can have a real good idea of what we want to provide to you.